you guys see that Shatner went to space this week?
Yeah, what? Who didn't?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's your cue.
Yeah. We made him say the exact same thing he said last time.
He almost forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
he had to look down at his iPad. Where
it was like, yeah, we all did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Who didn't?
I thought it was great. I was thinking, though, let's imagine that you were a, because there was three other people on the flight. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they were. Nobody knows because everyone's interested in Shatner. But imagine you're a CEO of some pipe fitting company. You know, you make fittings or something, and you guys make $1 billion a year, you know, but you're not like Steve Ballmer or Tim Cook or mm-hmm. nobody knows who you are. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to spend this $2 million or whatever for a seat on this Blue Origin flight. And I'm going to get my name in the paper. People are going to interview me. They're going to talk to me on 2020 and all this. So what was it like? And blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So you buy your ticket. You get your little boarding pass. And then you're like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm shooting. This is a whole new level of fame that I'm getting. I already got the money. Now I'm going to get the fame. Mm-hmm. And then you hear William Shatner's joining your flight. And there goes. It's all about Shatner. Not only was he Captain Kirk, he's 90 years old going to space. So they're blasting him off in a rocket. How disappointed can you be? You can't return. It's non-refundable.
That'd be the perfect place for me. That's how I would want it.
Somebody else be on there?
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to talk to people about it. I just want to do it.
If it was me, like most of the people are probably not Star Trek fans. You know, if it was me and I had all that money and I spent that money for a ticket and then I'm getting to sit next to William Shatner on it, I would think that's the greatest thing ever. Right.
And he's forced to talk to you.
Yeah.
You can't talk to nobody else.
You're like, ha-ha, remember that Red Bull?
Yeah. So I didn't get to finish telling you my story about why you signed the Red Bull.
He's like, what?
Can you imagine? We're strapped next to each other about to be blasted off into space.
Hey, remember when you told me to do cocaine?
What?
Don't do Red Bull, do Cocoa or something.
Yeah. So I was watching some interviews of Shatner before he got on, you know, before the trip. And he was on with Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. Because I was also thinking like, and we were all thinking this, come on. The rocket may explode. And, you know, this rocket is very phallic shaped. Mm-hmm. And if they say, well, how did William Shatner die and these three other people die? Oh, they went up into a phallic-shaped rocket, and it exploded. Like, what a terrible way to die. Blue Origin's the only one that looks like that. The other one, who's got Elon Virgin. Musk? SpaceX. Oh, Virgin's got one, SpaceX. And they all look like regular rocket ships. This was the only one that's, shaped like an organ.
Denver Airport.
Yeah, and so Anderson Cooper and Shatner are talking about this, and I got a kick out of it.
Some people made fun of the way the rocket looks, but I think it's cool. I like it. I think the weightless thing I think would be fun.
Well, no, there's nothing to be nothing to make fun of. We're inseminating the space program.
I love how sharp he is at 90.
Yeah,
I'm not even that sharp now.
He's not giving F.
No.
Have you seen the conversation he was having with? What's his face? The
guy Bezos? Owns,
yeah, Bezos.
Afterwards? Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that here in just a second. I don't have the recording. I'll just talk about
it. It's too long, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I threw that out there. Whoa. I didn't know if you were going to pick up on it, and you did, and I love you for it.
Well, leave it to you to throw it out there for somebody else to pick it up. But it certainly does look when they say
Clark, how many of you just start laughing like that on the show when
like,
we do something
like what?
That's how like Michael that. Laughs whenever he actually laughs.
Yeah, when
like,
he but really it's
more
laughs.
Like when it's really
mine's
laughs.
More like Zaboomafoo. You know what I mean?
How was that? Give us an example. I don't know.
It's something like that. Like Zaboomafoo, he's really excited. I just need like a high pitched giggle from Clark because it'll make the show sound funnier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would?
Yeah.
Why don't we work on content first?
We have. You weren't here.
You know what? I don't think I ever
you walked out.
Laugh.
I've laughed.
No, you haven't.
He tries to be cool.
It was the summer of 1993.
Yeah.
I didn't know you then.
He was 25 years old.
He didn't know himself.
I didn't.
Right. It was before he was depressed.
All right. I was reading a John Grisham novel.
Look, when they say insertion, do they really mean insertion?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I've been there. I was there last week rehearsing, whatever they call it.
A training, and, I think, is what they call it. But, you know, rehearsing
training. I think of it as rehearsal. I want to go warp speed. Take me to warp speed. And they say, what? And the weightlessness absolutely is entrancing.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being weightless. And you're thin enough, but I'm not. Imagine being weightless and staring into that blackness and seeing the earth, and that's what I want to absorb. That's what I want to
see. It goes by fast, though, you know. I mean, because they, on their flight, on Bezos's flight, you know, they were throwing Skittles at each other and catching and stuff, and it looked like a lot of fun. I think I'd be, I mean, I would want to be staring out the window the whole time while I'm floating.
I want to press my nose up against the plastic window. What I don't want to see,
and he did,
is somebody else out there looking back at me.
There's someone on the fin.
What I don't want to see is somebody else out there looking back at me. No, we don't oh. want that one.
Oh, my gosh, that's really funny.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Even his breathing sounds messed up.
Who, Anderson?
Yeah.
I know.
What is going on?
Is that?
He was having a panic attack. Yeah, I think so.
Was Ed Asner or
that's not Ed Asner
or the Super Mario brother guy?
Yeah, I don't know why I went so dry there.
But I don't think it was that funny to the point where he's like,
no, it wasn't.
Hackle and choke.
Anderson gets tickled like that a lot, though.
Oh, okay.
Like usually it's things like that by old men.
What?
He gets tickled by old men and he can't stop laughing like that on the air. I think it's funny. But yeah, then he goes up, comes back down. You know, it's an 11-minute trip.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. From launch to land. And it's just incredible how you can send up people who are not pilots. Mm-hmm. And the computers and people in the control room, they just, I mean, it was perfect. It was incredible. But everyone's coming out. Bezos like, yeah, man, did you love it? Blah, blah, blah. All opening up champagne. And Shatner's like, he's like trying to break down what just happened. You know, mm-hmm. This is a life-changing thing for him. And, you know, to go up to space to see it, we've all heard about it, but then he sees it in real life. And it's right there, and he's trying to digest everything. And Bezos is wanting to party, and he's like, "You want some champagne?" He's like, "No." He became very emotional, mm-hmm. and I was emotional watching it. What were you going to say about it?
Emotional,
emotional. Meaning, I wasn't fully emotional. I was just part.
No, I was going to say it's like because like how you said that he was so sharp in the interview with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
like I feel like after he came down from space, all that must have went away because he couldn't even formulate words.
Well, that's what I think, because he was so there was so much stuff going through his head, he couldn't even describe what was going on.
Well, he was saying weird things, like he goes, we go up there and you see the blackness and it's death.
It's death up there.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're 90 years old, you're always thinking about death. And so he actually kind of saw what that could potentially be like. Life, and then in a second later, it's blackness,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he was trying to. That's what I was trying to describe. I get it. I completely understand where he was coming from.
The dude was born in the 1930s.
Yeah,
and he just went to space
mm-hmm.
at 90. I completely get where he's coming from, and in fact, I appreciate his point of view more than the younger people, because they're just partying. I went to space. He's seeing it from a very mature and a different perspective as everybody else. And that's what I appreciate about it.
Mm. I don't know. To me, he was on a space show, so it's kind of like he should have been able to formulate the words correctly or whatever. But
yeah, but he's 90 and he just had a life-altering event.
Well, you told me he was sharp.
He is sharp. I would do the same thing when he came down there. So what did you think? I'd be like, I can't even. He even said that multiple times. Like, I can't even tell you. I can't even formulate my words at this point because I'm still trying to digest and dissect what was just happening.
Because he forgot the word of atmosphere. He goes, whenever we
break through that,
whatever it's called, or you know.
Yeah, but he's 90 years old and he just went to space in 11 minutes. He went like 3,000 miles an hour.
I don't know. It just seems really weird. I think Jeff did something to him up there.
He could have.
It switched him out with a decoy.
No, but I just saw him on, he was on Jimmy Kimmel last night or the night before. He was way more articulate at that point because he had time to digest what just happened.
The clots, you know, disseminated.
Just think about the jet lag you get from a plane.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be crazy in a spaceship.
The G-force. Mm-hmm. They didn't prepare me for this.
Yeah. He's 11 minutes younger now.